Time for our bi-weekly visit with the head coach of the 49ers, Kyle Shanahan. Coach, what's going on?
Not much, guys. How you doing?
Well, good, good. So how was this 2 weeks for you? I know you're probably grinding. Did you find any time at all to kind of just detox a little bit, clear the head, and kind of do the exhale, and all right, let's get this thing going?
Yeah, you try to really hard. You know, I think you'd be surprised. I mean, people aren't – they don't spend their whole week on the bye week in here grinding. You try to get out of here, and you still have to grind a little bit. But you also know that, you know, right now it's 7 days a week until, I think, December 23rd. Mm-hmm. You know, our next day off will be the day after our Thursday night game versus Tennessee. So, you know, you got to rest up so your mind and everything is there for the long haul. But – You can't get away from it. You know, you try to go and spend time with your family, and you do, but they keep asking you questions, and they got to repeat themselves because your mind's still on a bunch of calls from the game and what's going forward. And you act like you're going to bed early so you can get back and watch some of the tape up in your room and stuff like that. But you try your hardest to get away.
Dad, what do you want for dinner? Why 77 blue 7? What? Give me the enchiladas. He said, that'd be good. So what's what's the biggest concern for you in this bye week, looking forward to the Colts? What have you seen in the first portion of the season? You say this is something we got to get this right so we can move ahead and be the team we think we are.
Well, I mean, we got to play a lot more consistent in all areas. I mean, you know, our defense from getting more turnovers, you know, they've been holding guys to yards, but they've been struggling in the red zone, and we haven't been getting enough turnovers. And the offense, I mean, just our third downs these last 2 weeks have killed us, you know. And we went from the top half of the league to the bottom five of the league in third downs, and it's really hard to get points when you're not moving the chains on third down. And but I really look at everything, you know, get into a bye week. It's good to rest and get away for a little bit, but also I want to practice some more because we need to get more consistent. But it's also a fine line with people because you're trying to get people healthier too. But, you know, our players have been saying a lot, you know, they say it a lot because I say it a lot in here, but, you know, we haven't been doing right long enough. And what I mean that is you can have a great drive, you can look great, but if you mess up two plays down there, you have nothing to show for it. D, you can play good all day, but if they get in the red zone four times and you get four touchdowns down there, that's not good enough. And we got to find those few plays here and there, especially in situational football. That's the difference in winning and losing. And if you can correct those few plays, that's the difference between 2-3 or 5-0.
Kyle, I wanted to ask you about the Arizona game. You know, I'm doing the pregame, and I'm looking at all those numbers going into that game, and I'm thinking, man, this is going to be a run-heavy game plan against Arizona. And it was – there was some runs, but you had 10 designed quarterback runs for Lance and only averaged about 3.5 yards a carry on those 10 runs, and he took a hit on all 10 of those runs. And conversely, only 10 combined runs for Sermon and Mitchell, the two rookie runners. Mitchell looked great, almost 5 yards a pop, and Sermon, I thought, was coming off of his best game. Why have the rookie quarterback shoulder such a significant load in his first start, and why not more reps for those two rookie running backs?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really look at it as the numbers that you do. You look at it, I think Elijah got pretty good numbers, too, and we had a quarterback design run where you read someone and they took the wrong guy and we got a handoff to him where I think he got about 25 yards down to the 5 yard line. A number of those quarterback runs aren't just called and run it with the quarterback. There's options on it. Depends how the defense is playing it. And those are things that you do, especially on, you know, the main quarterback runs were out of empty on third down. When you know you got two plays and you're trying to get a manageable fourth down. So when you just look at the numbers at the end of a game, I could see why you could draw a lot of conclusions that way, but that's not really how the game plays out. You don't go in and say, hey, I'm calling 10 runs for Trey, and I'm calling 10 runs for this guy. You go in, and when you have a running element at quarterback, there's reads to it, and you don't know who's going to get the ball. It depends how the defense plays it, and that's sometimes how it unfolds.
Understand that Trent Williams has an ankle sprain, and he's day-to-day. Hopefully it's not too serious. When did he suffer the injury?
He did that in the Arizona game. And he was working on it the week away, and he zinged it a little bit on Monday. He got to come out to practice Monday and do stuff, but he zinged it, and that's why he wasn't able to go yesterday, wasn't able to go today. Hopefully he'll be able to get out there tomorrow because we definitely want him there on Sunday.
What did you think of how Trey played? Because I thought, you know, pretty standard stuff for a rookie. There's some stuff that was really good. There's some stuff you'd like to see better. And some, I don't know, I just thought it looked like a rookie making his first start. Nothing more, nothing less. How'd you look at it?
I was really encouraged by Trey. I thought he made some really good plays in that game. I thought he made some real smart decisions. I thought he competed hard. The game didn't seem too big for him at all.
Yeah.
A couple throws, especially his first pick that I know he'd love to have back. Those were the parts that weren't perfect, but I was really encouraged with Trey, and I really think if we would have played better around him, I thought he played good enough for us to win.
Yeah. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
You know, one of the interesting parts of this season has been kind of the regression of Brandon Ayuk. He has no targets this year at or behind the line of scrimmage through five games. Why is that the case? I mean, this guy seems like a guy you'd want to manufacture some touches for. He's got such great run after the catch ability. Why hasn't he touched the ball on any of those, you know, kind of safe plays that are high percentage?
I think the majority of those guys, we always try to go to the biggest threat, and the majority of those plays you're talking about have been to Debo. They have been to Kittle. He gets touches at punt return a lot, but we got no problem throwing him some screens and stuff, and I'm sure that'll come sooner or later. I'm not going to sit and promise it's coming this week, but it's just how the games play out. But we got some other options on it. Brandon's a good option too, so he's one of those guys who should get one.
Kyle Shanahan joining us on the Tolbert, Kruger, and Brooks Show, KNBR, KNBR FM, San Francisco, a Cumulus media station. No, Garoppolo was limited in practice yesterday. Obviously, all signs pointing to him playing on Sunday, but give us an update on how he was able to go for you guys today in practice.
Yeah, he's getting better each day. I mean, there shouldn't be any problem with him by Sunday at all. Anytime you're coming off the calf injury like that, it takes a little time to get that soreness out. So you'll see it on some throws here and there, but each day it gets much better, and I think he'll be feeling 100% by Sunday.
What's the focus for you guys when you're on offense? What do the Colts defense do that present challenges?
Their biggest thing is turnovers. It starts, Darius Leonard in the middle, 53. He's as good at getting turnovers as anybody. I mean, he's right there with Fred in terms of playing with eyes on the quarterback. He's got a lot of length, gets a lot of picks. And when it comes to stripping the ball, going back to like what they call it with the peanut punch, I mean, he is unbelievable at it. And he is going for that ball every time. He usually connects. And when he connects on the ball, he also tackles you. So he's a guy who can do both, and it's tough there. And then everything up front goes through Buck. Buck's exactly what he's always been, and you got to make sure those two don't wreak havoc. But when they do, that's their defense has been very opportunistic and getting turnovers.
How do you know what kind of the temperature of your team coming out of a bye week? You know, they get a couple days to themselves. What's practice been like this week, and what's your experience been in previous years coming out of the bye week? What's the challenge to kind of get your team revved up?
Usually that Monday bonus practice is usually, with I'd say the history for me, is usually one of my most frustrating days because everyone's had a few days off and they forget how to take a snap and catch a ball and come out of a huddle, and you're just pissed at everybody on Monday, and then usually you're normal by Wednesday. It wasn't like that this week though. Monday was a really good bonus practice for us, and we came here Wednesday, and now we got GPS stuff and everything, and it was the fastest our team had been for a practice here in a number of years. So I think our guys were fired up. They were rested, had a great day Wednesday. Today we challenged them a lot more with looks and stuff, and wasn't as clean of a day today, which I expected because of some of the looks we were doing. But we got a lot of good work in, and I expect it to lead to a good result here on Sunday.
And slowly but surely, you are getting healthier. I mean, obviously, not having your star tight end is not optimal, but you're getting better, healthier at your running back position. You're getting guys in your DB room. So, I mean, you are getting to the point now where you're getting close to a full complement of guys. So that's got to make you feel good.
Well, yeah, it's nice to get Hasty back this week. He helped us out a lot in those first two games with doing some third down routes and things like that and running the ball. So getting Hasty back should help us. And also getting Kaywan back this week. Kaywan's missed a number of games, not being our nickel back. So just being able to add those two definitely helps.
Is there a clear picture with Kinlaw and when you might get him back, or is it kind of muddied in that you're just kind of treating it and hoping for the best?
No, it's pretty muddy. It's just been unfortunate. It's nothing against him. Just the stuff that he went through and then just watching on the field whenever he goes, it hasn't been acting right. And it's been a real unfortunate thing for him and our team this year. And we're still holding out hope, but it hasn't been looking good so far. And that's just some of the stuff that you got to deal with. I mean, we looked at Mo Hurst today. It looked like he got a little bit of an injury, so I'm hoping we'll get some good news on him going forward. I know we get Kevin Givens back next week, who was our other three technique that we had here that we thought we'd have going into the year. So that'll help next week, and hopefully we get some better news on Mo Hurst than I'm anticipating.
Have you ever noticed any of the guys that maybe aren't running as much in practice trying to trade their GPS device with somebody that is?
I used to, when I had Miles Austin in Cleveland, and we were giving him, we were messing with him for his GPS not being high enough. And the next day I saw him on the side taking his shirt off and throwing it as fast as he could. I couldn't figure out what he was doing. And then I realized the GPS is in the shirts. And so he was just trying to get it faster that way. And then I would get annoyed because our trainers there in Cleveland, they would do everything off of that. So they'd come tell me halfway through practice that we're working this guy too much and we got to shut him down.
It's like a kid, the old school thermometer, and you take it out of your mouth and you rub it on your pants and you stick it back in. Like, you have 128 degree fever. Yeah.
I'd look over at Miles, he'd be jogging in place just trying to get up. It was so messed up. You can't look at anything in black and white.
No, not at all.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Hey, Coach, best of luck. Real quick, I'm just curious, it's supposed to rain a lot on Sunday. Does that change anything?
Yeah, it usually does during the game, and that's what you got to figure out and adjust to. You know, are your guys struggling to get traction? Sometimes they think that's all the pass game, but sometimes the run game really struggles when it's raining out, because if the ground's not good and you can't come off the ball, it's really hard to block people. And then when it rains a certain way, especially with wind, it can always get harder to throw. So you got to assess that stuff, and not only for your team but the other team, because regardless how you want to win the game, it doesn't matter whether it's through. You know, we went to Washington last year. I mean, that was the worst rainstorm I've ever been part of. Yeah, no one could function, and we found a way to win 9-0. I've also been in some rain games where it doesn't bother anybody, and you you don't change one thing. So we'll see what type of game it is here on Sunday, but regardless of what it is, we'll be ready for it.
Hey, Coach, thank you so much for the time. We always appreciate the conversation. Best of luck Sunday night against Indy, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
All right, guys. Thanks,
Coach. I appreciate it.